Our world is full of superheroes. There are insane many superheroes out there in the shape of children and parents and elderly people. And really, everyone has a superhero inside of themselves. And I think a lot of the time it's kind of a coincidence who is capable to lure that superhero out of its shell to come to surface, because it's in everybody, but it takes some time for somebody to see what kind of angel or superhero you really are inside. And I was watching Melody Grand Prix this weekend, the Norwegian song contest to pick a winner to send to the Eurovision Song Contest later this year. And it always makes me so emotional. Because I have this beautiful memory from I was 8 or 9 years old, 9 maybe, where I wasn't at a very good place in my life. And I remember I felt ugly, and I remember none of the boys were looking at me, and I remember I just felt that everything in the world was my fault. And I remember, yeah, I didn't feel worthy at all in any way. And it's kind of just life just happened to me. I just had to hop on board and go along. It wasn't up to me. My wishes and dreams were kind of nothing to use my time on, because it wasn't important for anybody around me. It was more of being of service for everybody else and be more like a servant, I will say. so it felt like I wasn't able to dream, and when I tried, it was kind of just being laughed at. And I remember I kind of had just come to terms with that this was my life. I was just this shadow going around, shining for everybody else, but had this deep shadow inside of myself, and just put everything that I dreamt up on hold to help others fulfill their dreams. So I remember it was Christmas Eve, and we were going to an island in Spain, Lanzarote. And I was not happy, because Christmas is one of my favorite times in the whole year, and I always look forward to that. And especially Christmas Eve is so magical to me, and we were ruining it with going on a plane for hours to a place I haven't been before. And I wasn't happy about it. I didn't get this beautiful Christmas spirit at all. It was just dark and sad, and I was angry. But of course, I was nice on the outside, because I was raised that way. So there wasn't room to express that I wasn't happy with this. So I was sitting on the plane, and this will be the most crappiest Christmas ever. I didn't have any expectation. I just wanted it to be over with and start looking forward to next Christmas, I remember. So we arrived, and it was a really new apartment. They were building new apartments there, so we had seen on the drawings and everything and pictures that it should be really beautiful there and everything. And I remember my parents told the big pools to swim in. It's so lovely and everything. So I thought, okay, so if Christmas and this Norwegian Christmas spirit with having a Christmas tree and all the presents and pinnekjøtt, which is the meat that we ate to every Christmas, we couldn't have any of those traditions, and we could only bring one a present each. And I had two smaller siblings, so I tried, okay, so it wouldn't be in Christmas spirit, but we can be in sunshine and a beautiful place and yeah, sunbathing and bathing and everything. So, but we arrived in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve, later than expected. So the whole evening was ruined, really. And we come to the apartment and they weren't finished. There was no electricity there. So it was ice cold, even if it was in Spain. So it was a time when it was very cold, and it was totally dark. So we couldn't prepare any meal. and we couldn't see. We were going to open the one present all of us brought, and we were having going to eat something, and it was crisis all over the line, and everybody in this the apartments besides us and everything were running around screaming and angry, and it was kind of just everybody was so field tricked by the people selling this destination to us. So it became a very long Christmas Eve because everybody was freezing and they couldn't do anything with electricity. So we just had to have a lot of blankets and I don't even remember where the food come from. I remember it was some just bread and butter and something. So it definitely became a Christmas Eve to remember, but maybe not in a good way. But at the same time, a lot of people, for this is Christmas every year, their whole life. So, and even this would be a good thing. So I always learn to find some kind of, ways to transform it. So we went to bed, then I was so exhausted and so sad and just felt that this trip was going to be a disaster from beginning to end. And the day after, my parents went away and they had to try to fix this and had to go into meeting with everybody that have been involved in this buying of this trip and everything. So we were at the pool and we were playing with the neighbors and bonding and everything. So it was a okay day. And later that evening, it suddenly, one of my favorite artists from Norway were there, Hanne Krogh. I thought she, with her family, she was married and with children and her son was the same age as my sister. And it's weird when things happen. You bond in a different way because people are frustrated and you come to talk to people you might not have been talking to at all and everything. And I always looked up to her. I don't know, she was just beautiful from the inside and out, this really beautiful soul with a beautiful big heart and just so kind, an angel on earth, I will say. So that was a really beautiful thing. And a couple of days later, she were going to sing in a lava cave. Some days later, on a scene there. Yeah, really, really beautiful place, magical and mystical and really scary also, kind of, because it was so dark and it was so deep into the cave and me and 11 others, I think, children, were asked to join her on stage to sing. I don't know in English, but in Norwegian it's Levende lys over Europa, so kind of shining light over Europe, which also was magical in Christmas and in this dark place and in this cold and frustration and being able to stand there with kind of I don't even know if I had any idols when I was growing up, but maybe at least not from celebrities, but maybe she was the closest I came, I guess, to calling her that. So being I think my heart just bursted with joy. It was like a dream that I have dreamt for a million of years and didn't even had a chance to dream of would come true. So standing there with these children and her and just being a part, I think something shifted in me. I was kind of taking part in something bigger than me, and something you could feel the energy in the cave because there were so many people there coming to watch after a long drive with buses and after all this frustration and this kind of ruined Christmas, and people were so tired and cold and everything, and you come into this cave and it was lit up with candles all over the place. I guess it couldn't be safe at all because there was so many candles all over and so many people. And it was just this reunion of love coming together and celebrate. And it was so massive. There wasn't any food. There wasn't any. It was just on this stage with song and candlelights. And I felt so important standing on that stage with her and the other kids and singing out there about shining light over Europe, and you people cried, and it was I can't even explain it. It's kind of just going back there. I can go there with my soul and just experience it again and again, and it's so heartwarming. And something came to life in me that day. Something changed because I was so welcomed and I was so wanted there, and I was so embraced and feeling like there was some kind of family meeting, soul family going on in that cave that was kind of beyond. I wasn't even spiritual then, so or of course I was, but didn't have a word for it. So something came to life in me, and my dreams starting sprouting again. It was something was watering inside of me, and kind of the colors coming back and the light in me, and from feeling just so bad and so ugly and so unworthy, and suddenly I was kind of seen in some kind of way that I took with me into the future, and this was in Christmas, so I think 6 months or so later, they won the whole Eurovision song contest with her other colleague, Elisabeth Andreasen, with the Bobby Socks. La det svinge was there. And I was invited when they went to tour and came to my hometown. I was invited and got the ticket, and I was so coming there, and they're so pink and so shiny and so happy with their song and dancing around, and it was kind of so much joy. And it's so funny how something can shift from being so dark, and suddenly there's so much light in the dark, and you're seen and you're feeling welcomed, and you're lifting just by human meeting, I guess. So again, this how one person can change your world, kind of, in a bad way, but also in a good way, and how this celebration of Christmas that I thought was doomed became maybe one of the best memories ever. And since then, I have been watching Grand Prix and Eurovision Song Contest because it's just keep on the fire in my heart and it taught me how much impact a person and a celebrity, for that matter, can have on a little soul, evolving soul, and a little person growing up and going into the world and being seen and heard and feeling worthy just for who you are. So and being really welcomed without even somebody knowing you, really, your story or anything. They just welcome you. So to me, Melody Grand Prix and Eurovision Song Contest is very special. So it was so magical to watch again this year, because I think I'm so proud usually of every winter in Norway, because I feel that we aren't necessarily voting on the people that have the most beautiful, clear, correct voice. But there's something heartfelt with the way we vote. It's kind of, we want something to represent us that is us, or stand for something authentic and unique. And of course, that is what happened. And I think also this year was so touching, because I think this superhero of a guy, Andreas, that won, his artist name is Tix, this artist he has created out of his wounds, he has transformed his, heavy loads and traumas and made it into something shiny, soul shining. And I think that's so beautiful to watch, going from for other people party guy doing party music and seemingly for other people seem like a obnoxious guy, maybe full of himself, to really be this one vulnerable, wonderful soul inside, and open up about his history with different kind of suffering and sickness, and how he took ownership of that. And I think it's so important, the work he is also doing for in the social media, and of course just to compete in this competition. It's not about song. It's about more than a song. It's about the whole artist, the whole idea and vision of a person, and what he wants to tell others in the same position that he has been himself, feeling unworthy and like an ugly duckling, and coming out as a swan, and not being popular among the girls, and having tics because of Tourette's syndrome and OCD, and struggling with a lot of heavy thing in his childhood, and instead of just crumbling out under it, he decided to be his own superhero and to make this figure tix, which of course is a part of him. We all have this facets of things inside of us, sorrow and pain and strength and happiness and hopelessness and hope, and we are again this rainbow colored souls deep inside of us, but usually we are raised to believe in just one or two of those colors, and they dominate our lives and how we choose what we choose in life and how to choose to see the world and ourselves. So he created tix to be kind of the opposite of what he felt, to be the guy to start a party and to take other people with him to the party and make people happy and singing and everything that he wanted somebody to be for him. So since there wasn't any superhero coming saving him, he had to save himself, like I think a lot of people can recognize. You're praying and praying and looking and hoping and hope for somebody to come there and rescue out of your pain and suffering and darkness. And then you find you have to make your own tools and to make your way out of it, or find a way to heal, or to live with also those things, the parts of your history that aren't maybe so shiny and happy, but it's you and where you've been and what made you, kind of. So I think it's so magical that he have kind of taken off his mask and presented himself also as not just the artist, but shown us who he is as a person, who is behind the show, and told about not wanting to live anymore have wrote songs about that as well, and how kind of his cat saved him in some kind of way to have a communication with his cat in one of the darkest times in his life, and how that's that transformed into a song. And yeah, so what was magical to me was to see him on stage, because he has got a lot of critics, bad critics from, people who think they know everything about music. and I think to see this ownership he took standing on stage, and he got scored one out of six, and I think it was so beautiful to see him take this number around his neck and holding it up in the beginning of the song, and kind of instead of just falling apart, he just made him stronger, and he chose to transform in that and just made it to be number one by the people. And also to take the name, artist name Tix, from his Tix, what he had been bullied with and felt and uncertain how other kids made him feel bad by bullying him about his Tix because of his syndrome and everything, and how he then took and made that his artist name, and kind of what we say our wounds are, kind of what shapes us and make us who we are. So really we should be proud of our wounds, and I feel that's what he's doing here. And when the critics, again, after he won on Saturday, they said also that even if, I think it was like 10,000 flies like shit, it doesn't mean that shit is good. So there, it's kind of, you have to stand in a lot of things, not just celebrities, but common people as well. And again, celebrities are just humans. They just have another job. It's their job to be more in the spotlight. But I think so many people are being bullied and feel so lonely and feel so not seen in the world and feel just bad about themselves. And like he sings here with Fallen Angel in Norwegian, Out of the Darkness, also Ut av Mørket, about this love story, how you feel lower than the other part and that you are not worthy of love. Why should anybody love me? And I'm just a dork down here, and I don't want to drag you down, and I want you to fly and be in heaven. But for me, I think angels are not meant to be in heaven. Angels are also meant to be on earth. So if you fall down from heaven down to earth, I don't think that's a really bad idea. I think that's a good idea, because you can do a lot more good here. So maybe fallen angels aren't. It's just a term we use. And I think a lot of angels that are real angels and real good human beings and have a lot to offer the world and see the world with different eyes because they have been there in the struggle and they faced it and they have risen from it like the phoenix of the ashes, then you can help people in a whole different way than people that haven't experienced to face their fears or been in suffering and just have read about it and educated themselves and they haven't really felt it in their soul and bones and cells and felt being on the edge to not want to be here anymore. So I think his story and the theme of the song is so important, even if somebody think that you're too old to sing about a theme like that. I think that is just shit, because it's so real to sing about it, because I think even if we've grown up to be 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 or older, everybody can relate to almost, I think, that some way, somewhere in their life, they have felt that somebody was superior to them and they weren't good enough and why would anybody love me? I'm so stupid, or I'm so ugly, or I'm so whatever you feel. I think, and a lot of people, of course, have just stuck that away and tried to hide it and got on with their lives. But I think it's something raw and real about being a human and being a grown-up human that can still talk about these things, that we aren't just experience these things once we are maybe 7 or 10 or 12 or 15, but also in when we grow up and get to be adults, we experience rejection. And it's so common to go into yourself and try to find all kind of shit with yourself because of that. So I have this, I experienced too many people in my life taking their lives in young age because of just these things. That's why I think it's so important subject to even take it into a song contest. Because we are in a place in the world that where the world is healing after so much shit we have gone through for so many years, and now it's exploded with this kind of pandemic, and we have to find a new way of communicate and come together and heal and see that we have to find new ways into the future if we are going to survive as a race on this planet and take care of the earth and not at least each other with so much suffering and mental illness and everything. So I guess I was around 20 when I experienced a girl in, she was 17, trying to take her life because of a breakup or a boy that didn't like her. And she was so in love with him and it wasn't mutual and he was just mean to her. And she ended up with trying to hang herself and she didn't succeed. So what happened was that she didn't die. But she got severe brain damaged and never kind of woke up, or she woke up, but she were just lying in her bed with eyes wide open, like a living dead person with no movement. She couldn't speak, she couldn't even nod her head, just paralyzed from her head and down. So and that was her life afterwards. For years, and now she's not here anymore. So to see that as a 20-year-old young woman like I was then, to see how other people can influence us to even want us to take, even if there's so many that loves us, or even if you have friends and family and something, that one person can make you want to not live anymore. And I remember just sitting and be around her. I kept feeling her energy, like her message was, don't kill yourself or try to kill yourself for another person. It's not worth it. And she was 17 years old, and it's so insane. All your life ahead of you, everything you can't experience with getting a decent boyfriend and having maybe kids and experience life and go and take some education and get a job or whatever, but just being in life, experience life. But one person that reject her in a bad way, and she decided that she wasn't worth living anymore. Her life wasn't worth anything without his love. So I think there's so much to learn from that. And I remember, I remember after that experience, I kind of, it's hard to think about. But to give a voice to everybody that couldn't speak or that have experienced so severe pain and trauma that they have chosen this to give that a voice, and to kind of never take life for granted and not let anybody define my life and live for the people that aren't so lucky to have that strength or love in themselves to choose life. So really after that, I have never taken any day for granted. And I have any rejection from anybody, I haven't let go into my heart as something, but because I know I'm worthy. And that's what I want to say with this, that if you're sitting with bad thoughts or don't feel worthy or don't want to live and or feel that because one or two or three or 10 people don't like you or you feel shit, you are still worthy and you are still so beautiful. And there's nobody that I can tell you that you are not beautiful because you decide that. You have to dig into yourself and your own story and see that nobody is superior to another person. And at least nobody should let you leave this world because they are the ones with the problems, not you, if they make you feel so bad just for living. That's just insane. That says so much about those people that don't want to have you here. They're really just crap. Is that allowed to say when you're so grown up and a therapist? Yeah, I choose to do that anyway because it's crap. It's really crap. And it's so sad because so many beautiful angels on this planet is leaving us because they don't think they're good enough or beautiful enough. But this life is not a competition about being most beautiful or being best in something. The only thing you should do in this life is just to be here, experience how it is to live with the good times and the bad times, and experience being yourself and finding out who you are. And it's okay if you cry and scream, and it's okay if you feel darkness, and it's okay if you feel you want to laugh and play and be shy. Like, everything is okay as long as you don't kill or being others or bully others. So just be yourself in this world. That's the only thing that we are asked to be. Be everything that you can be. Show the world every color, every facet of you, and your superhero sides, but also your really vulnerable sides and something in between, maybe the more mundane daily routine self, which isn't so exciting, because again, the life isn't a competition of being the most exciting person. And if you think that, please think again, because it's not. Life is not a competition. Life is just life. It's what happened every day, from being at school to being at the beach to be in your bed crying at night to be angry at somebody to fight with somebody to take the dishes to go to the toilet and poop and take a shower and to get a hug or to write somebody someone a letter or to sit on social media or to go to into nature and go for a walk and whatever you choose. Life is what you choose life to be. So I hope you don't use your life on just sitting in your head and with your own thoughts, but talk to somebody, make a song out of it, ask for help, whatever it takes, but open up to someone. And see how many good people there are out there. So many superheroes that have taken this road before you. Even if it's an artist or it's a poet or if it's a painter or if it's a truck driver or a physical therapist or a doctor or your neighbor that aren't in a job at all. There's so many people around you that have experienced trauma and the dark night of the soul, as we call it, that has really been down and didn't see a way out. But to write down your thoughts, put it on paper, record it into something so you can hear yourself talking, or ask somebody you trust for help, or maybe in your school or in your workplace or whatever. So you can share it. It's something with sharing to other people, it becomes lighter because you have got it out of your chest. For there's no reason at all for any of you listening to this feeling shit or feeling that you're not worthy or you're not have any medicine to give to this world. Your medicine to this world is you, like exactly how you are in this moment. And we can always change our ways. As I said before, if there's something in our life that we regret, and I think most people have something they regret in their lives, but what's count is that we try to do better, not to win something or to prove something, just to have it better with ourselves and to not have all these high demands to ourselves and think that nobody else is struggling. Because as a therapist for 20 years, I know a lot of people are struggling more than we know, a lot more. That surprised me every time. People that seems like having it all together are really struggling. And when they open up, it's kind of everything comes out and there's so much in there. So nobody is alone in this, even if you feel so. You should know that you are not. And I know it's hard to believe when you are in those dark places. But you're never alone. There are always somebody at the same time experience something similar to you in another side of the world or on the internet or sitting and pouring out their thoughts, and somebody's keeping everything inside. We have different ways to cope with it, of course, but it's always a good idea to share with others, because you will become lighter, and every troll that comes into the light will poof into the air and be more graspable. It will be easier to see the whole picture and breathe through it and live through it and heal through it. And it's not worth... We need everybody here. I don't want anybody to disappear from this surface of the earth because they don't think they're worthy enough. Everybody is worthy for life. That's why you're here. That's why you're born. As long as you're here, you are here to live and experience life. And I want you to choose the life that's good for you. And again, take away, distance yourself from people that aren't good to you. And try to make new friends, and at least make friends with yourself and your own soul and your own body, and work on that masterpiece, because that's who you are. You are a masterpiece. We are art, really. So from day to day, we can work on that beautiful piece that we are, from the inside and out, to come into our dreams and our hopes for the future and our lives and the people around us. But we can't help anybody if we don't help ourselves first. So be honest with yourself and what you're struggling with, and see how many that have conquered over their demons before you. So it's possible. You also have a superhero inside of you. So I will put down the link to Andreas or Tix's Andreas' story, so you can hear a small part of it, and maybe it will inspire you. It has inspired me a lot. It's texted in English, so it should be possible for you that don't speak Norwegian to listen. So please take care of yourself, and see a lot of people I meet that feels they are just, as I said, fallen angels and demons and bad people, are really, 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 really good people. It's the people that the world needs. It's the empathic, wounded healers in this world that see others and care for others and has so much love to give and so much medicine to this world. And they think of themselves as shit and to me, it's the opposite. All the people I have met that have felt like that have been the most gifts to my life, with most healing, with most wisdom, with most helping me to reflect and see the world in a different way, in a more beautiful way, and see how vulnerable we really are. How fragile this life really is, and how important it is to take care of ourselves, but also create communities that can help people see how worthy they are just in their essence and just for being here, and create new communities online or in person when there are more freedom and allowed to do that, when things open up, and come together on different terms and with more like values and try to make those seeds flourish with compassion and love and peace and being authentic and give each other room and time and allowance to be vulnerable and show our tears and our fears and our traumas. And that's okay. That's just make people more beautiful, I think, because it's so raw and real and beautiful when people open up and dare to show, throw off their masks and just be real and raw. It's so healing for the world and for the people listening, and not at least for the people that is opening up. So please, don't be ashamed of your traumas or your sickness or your diagnosis or your weaknesses or whatever. You are worthy. I want you to be here. You deserve to be here, and you deserve to have a beautiful life, the life you dream of and the life you came here to create.